Each Advent season finds me humming or singing an Alfred Burt carol that celebrates the joyous preparations surrounding this holiday season. Come, dear children, don't be dallying. All the family now is rallying. Not a moment now to spare. Joyful haste is in the air. There are nuts to crack and candies to make, and birds to stuff and cookies to bake. There's many a things to do that we have done before. For Christmas, blessed Christmas, is here once more. This song became especially meaningful for me when my late mother, who also was born on Christmas, came to live with my family several years back after her husband died. Major preparation was undertaken that included renovating a section of the house into an apartment space for this honored member of my family that required the involvement of the entire family, along with contractors and carpenters. This space was to come in handy after my mother passed away to accommodate another honored member of my family, my mother-in-law, after her husband died. Advent preparation takes on new meaning, new dimensions, when intimate members of your family are involved. This is what the season is all about. We're not merely preparing for invited guests that will return to their homes after the affair is over. Advent is a time when we prepare our lives for the embodied presence of God, our Creator, our Father and Mother, but also the embodied presence of God, our baby brother or sister. Let's not get so hung up on the gender by which Israel's expected Messiah is to come, or by which the church expects the second coming of Christ. More than the titles Jews ascribe to their liberating descendant of David, more than the title Christians ascribe to Jesus regarding his second coming, the Christ, or the Messiah, which, by the way, means God's anointed, is irregardless of gender, the embodiment of God's character of compassion, justice, and peace in the lives of individuals and communities that prepare and reflect the way of the Lord. Jesus said to those who believed in him that greater works than the works I have done, you will do. So Jesus, our Christ, provides the means by which we come to know the presence of God among us, by which we come to know the presence of God within us. However, during this Advent season, we understand this arrival of God in different ways. One is the arrival of God as parent ruler who rescues and liberates us from political oppression as well as spiritual enslavement to sin. This is the grown-up, this worldly Messiah, according to the prophet Isaiah, who leads us in the way of international peace and teaches us to study war no more. This parent ruler may alternatively be seen as an otherworldly savior the otherworldly savior of Luke's gospel, who secretly snatches us from the clutches of a dying, sinful world and cautions us to always be ready, always be prepared for the unexpected arrival of God. Still, these two incarnations are expected and long anticipated examples of God as powerful provider to which we are called to prepare. This third incarnation, the third incarnation that continues to baffle us even to this day, is truly strange. For it embodies God as a fragile, needy child born among us that we must care for and comfort, that we must nurture and shepherd into the full maturity of godliness. Jesus is the infant likeness of God that God entrusts to our care. It is daunting enough to prepare for the provider of our needs. But during Advent, we are also called to prepare for the needs of our provider. Yet as we are able to be and do both for God, we are able to be and do both for each other and embody God's presence. I must admit, brothers and sisters, that this past week has been one in which I've witnessed this embodiment firsthand. While my daughter Adria was with us for Thanksgiving, she received a call from her boyfriend, Shane, who happens to be white, who informed her that he and his friend Kevin were brutally attacked by the bouncer of Pinucci's Grill in Manchester, New Hampshire, for no apparent reason except that Kevin is black and Shane, who is white, was guilty by association. Kevin, as a result, received the worst of the beatings, losing several teeth in the process. Shane, who is much larger than his friend, managed to inflict some damage on his assailant, releasing Kevin from his grip, and then enabling both to flee from this establishment. When they had reached a safe distance, Shane handed Kevin his phone and told him to call the police, who upon arrival did nothing, for the restaurant allegedly had no cameras recording the incident. We learned later that they were turned off. Shane accused the officers of racism for their inaction and lack of concern. Vicky and I were naturally upset by this incident and other racially motivated violence that have drastically increased in the wake of a racially divisive national election, and wondered what harm might have befallen our daughter had she been with them. We were anxious to know what follow-up action Kevin and Shane would take to prevent such evil from happening again and having the final say, and were concerned that the irresponsible behavior of the officers might have destroyed their faith and trust in the justice system to which they also belonged. as a parent, as a spiritual guide, as a spiritual provider, I needed to encourage them. But I too needed encouragement. I too needed help. I too needed guidance. And turned to friends that included members of this church. Helen Tour, a Superior Court judge. Susan, our associate pastor, who richly endowed and empowered me with spiritual and legal advice and care and resources that enabled me to empower those I love. As a result, Shane and Kevin and their parents will pursue legal action against the restaurant. I share this solely as a reminder that Advent is less a time for which we look back on the different ways God entered the life of the world than it is a time of active waiting. It is a time of our need to maintain a constant vigil of watchfulness and preparation for the many ways God continues to be that powerful provider, the many ways God continues to be that desperate one among us in need, who comes into our lives and makes a home among us. Come, dear children, don't be dallying, for the family now is rallying. Not a moment now to spare. Joyful haste is in the air.